Now for our story. Kit Calvert hurried out of the courtroom in Huntsville, where her ex-husband, Bill Meade, was suing for custody of the child Kit had taken from Lisa Fenner. Bill believed the baby was his own son. But now, Lisa was in the courtroom, had arrived with Aunt Mary and gone into conference with Judge Willoughby and Bill's attorney. Kit knew very well what would happen next, and she didn't intend to be present when the blow fell. She glanced quickly over her shoulder as she got into her green Lincoln Roadster. No one had seen her. A moment later, she roared out of town on the road to Wakefield. But though she tried to escape the scene which must be taking place back in the courtroom, it was impossible. Her mind churned with chaotic, incoherent thoughts. The road began to blur. She almost missed a sharp turn. Frightened, she pulled off to one side, her head drooping over the steering wheel.
I've got to think. Decide what to do. Oh, I can't. I keep seeing Lisa's face.
Kit, isn't that your little friend, Lisa Fenner?
Yes, Jesse, it's Lisa. It's Lisa Fenner. It's Lisa, Jesse. Yes, it's Lisa. It's Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa. Tell them. Tell them I took your baby. Tell them why, too. You took mine, didn't you? Well, didn't you? Oh, no, that's a lie. It wasn't Lisa's fault you lost your baby. That's what you told her, but you know it isn't so. You don't have to lie to yourself, Kit. Doesn't matter now, anyway. Doesn't matter at all. You didn't want that child, really. Not when you found out about Bill, but it didn't make any difference. He never loved you. Not even in the beginning. You knew that. Nobody ever loved you. Dad. Dad, I hate him. When I was little, he didn't want me. He wanted a son. Well, Dad, I gave you a grandson, didn't I? But we couldn't hang on to him, could we? They're taking him away. Dad, what'll he do? He'll kill me. I'm afraid of him. When he finds out what a fool he's been. Oh, I'd like to see his face, though. I'd like to see all their faces. Bill goggling. Won't he be surprised? And you thought you were a father. Well, the joke's on you, my friend. The joke's on you. There'll be a 15-minute recess. Lisa and Aunt Mary going with the judge. Well, go ahead, Lisa. Go on. Tell them the whole story. Cry for them, Lisa. Cry as you did when you came to see me.
Please, Kit. My baby. Oh, let me have him, Kit. Please. He's all I have now. I love him.
But, Lisa, you made a bargain. After all, Lisa, you were responsible for my losing my own child. Surely you won't deny that.
No. It was my fault, Kit. It was my fault. Please.
Oh, it worked and you fell for it, didn't you, Lisa? Oh, but now you're getting back at me. You're having your day now. Peggy. Lisa got there just in time and saved you. Lucky little Peggy. Little innocent. Comfort Bill, Peggy. Poor Bill. That's right. Put your hand on his head. Hold him to you. He's yours now. You can give him a child, one of his own. He's always loved you. Even in the beginning. But I got him. He didn't know what was the matter. The love he had was for you. But I stole it for a while. Until he found out. Well, they all know by now. Aunt Mary. Peggy. And Randy. All of them blaming me, me. Well, it's Dad's fault, everything. It's always been his fault. Beat down, control, destroy. That's been his way with things, with people, with me. With me. Destroy. I've got to get away. When Dad finds out, I'll get money at the bank. There's time. I'll clear out. You'll never find me. Go ahead, Dad. Look everywhere. You can't catch me. The laugh's on you this time, Dad. I made such a fool of you, didn't I? Well, the laugh's on you. On you.
Meanwhile, in the courtroom at Huntsville, the scene Kit had imagined was becoming a reality. Lisa Fenner, on the stand, being questioned by Bill Meade's lawyer, Angus McKillop, has just broken down.
Gosh, Lily, I feel sorry for that girl. She's under a terrific strain.
Yeah.
But why? Maybe I'm a dope, but I can't figure what this is all about.
Neither can I, Randy. Exactly.
Maybe Lisa knows something about Kit's background. Do you think that's it?
Well, it could be. She did know Kit in California.
But what has that to do with Bill Meade's baby?
Don't ask me. It's funny, Randy. Now I come to think of it, Lisa's always been kind of touchy whenever Kit's name was mentioned.
She has? How do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. She didn't seem to want to talk about the Calverts. Almost acted as if she was scared.
Scared?
Yeah.
Somehow I always remember her as scared. I remember that night the old bridge fell through. I dragged her up in the bank. She kept saying she almost wished I hadn't.
Well, that doesn't surprise me too much. She was still in a very low frame of mind when I met her in Chicago. Come to think of it, she's never been happy since I knew her. Yes, I'm all right.
Now, before you return to Chicago, where were you living in California?
I was living at Malibu then, with Kit Calvert. She was going to have a baby.
Go on, Mrs. Fenner.
She offered to let me share her house.
I see. And you accepted her offer?
Yes. There was nothing else. I mean, I was quite alone, and it seemed the best thing to do.
Did your husband know you were living in Southern California at that time?
Oh, no. You see, he had left me several months before.
That was in San Francisco, was it not?
Yes. We'd been working at this nightclub, the Regency Room. We had quarreled.
I see. What was your financial situation at this time, Mrs. Fenner?
I didn't have any money at all. That's why I went there, to Southern California. This friend had offered...
What friend was that?
His name was Paul Cromwell.
Was Mr. Cromwell in love with you?
He had said he was.
He had asked you to marry him, had he not?
Yes, but...
But what, Mrs. Fenner?
Well, I learned that Paul was not in love with me. There was someone else.
You mean there was another woman?
Yes.
What was this woman's name, please?
It was Kit Calvert.
Now, Mrs. Fenner, suppose you tell in your own words what happened after you learned that Miss Calvert and Mr. Cromwell had reached an agreement.
Well, in the first place, I realized how foolish I'd been. That I hadn't been in love with Paul, but I was hurt because of what had happened in San Francisco. I'd been lonely because I missed Lance. My husband and I...
Yes, Mrs. Fenner? Go on, please. Mrs. Fenner?
Randy. Oh, good Lord.
What's the matter, Lily?
That man who just came in. It's Lance Fenner, Lisa's husband.
Lance Fenner had entered quietly. Had looked searchingly across the intervening heads of the spectators in the courtroom into the face of his wife where she sat in the front. Lisa's last words hung in the air as she looked back at him pleadingly. My husband and I. Would she ever be able to use those words again, Lisa wondered? What was Lance going to do?